Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county, and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchill with Kelsey Slaughter, and we have Nick Rogers here. We're going to be talking about Holy Week events, a golf tournament. We have lots of things that we're going to discuss this morning. So stay with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band. Staying in front of technology using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books. Great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
When it comes to delicious food, great wine, and an inviting atmosphere, look no further than the Triple D. The Triple D offers not only unique food items on their menu, they also have an excellent assortment of your favorite wines to go along with your meal. Located in downtown Brownfield, the Triple D isn't just a restaurant. It's also a great place to enjoy a glass of wine while listening to some of the best in live entertainment. The Triple D is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Friday evenings between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. Check out their Facebook for daily lunch specials, as well as their live entertainment schedule. Call 637-0243 or just stop by their location at 519 West Main. The Triple D, your first stop for fun, food, and wine.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. Once again, we are here with Nick Rogers.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. So Holy Week is coming up next week, and there's always events throughout that week for different churches. I guess, do you want to start with that? And you have lots of stuff
sure.
to talk about this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are very excited. The Terry County Ministerial Alliance is very excited about Holy Week coming up, and I always like to call it Hope Week, because it just reminds us to pause and be thankful for what Christ has done, and all that kind of begins and kicks off with, of course, Palm Sunday is this coming Sunday, and then Monday of Holy Week is going to be First Christian Church will be hosting, and Christian Life Church will be assisting with the service. And then Tuesday is going to be Calvary Baptist. Wednesday of Holy Week will be First Baptist Church. Thursday is the host church is going to be the Crossing Church of God, along joined by Faith Family Fellowship. And then Friday is First United Methodist Church. And so it's going to be an exciting week. And even Friday evening, Calvary Baptist is going to have a service of silence as well. And so it's going to be a full-packed week. And we just want to encourage everyone that's as they're able is to go and hear the word of God and just be able to celebrate the week with those that are involved here in the local church, and also get a fantastic meal as well.
So what's the rundown of that? Like it starts at 12?
Yes, 12:05 to 12:55 is what we're encouraging everyone to kind of, that's the timing that we're encouraging everyone to be a part of, just so that way those that work can jump in, hop in, get a quick meal, and be able to hear some worship music, hear some music, and hear some speaking, and then go about the rest of the day.
And what is there's a meal, you said that as well, at each service?
Yes, at each service at lunch there will be a meal served, and that is our just the local church or whatever, either the one church or the two churches involved will be participating in the meal, and it's always fantastic food, just homemade, just really amazing. And so we will be taking up offerings or just whatever someone wants to drop in the basket as far as with the meals go and with the service, but it's all free. So
okay,
yes,
so you'll have your lunch hour, get that. You'll have enough time to leave work, get there and then get back to work.
That's right.
Within your lunch hour.
And still get to celebrate Holy Week.
Yes.
So what goes into planning this? How do you guys come up with that schedule whenever you're preparing for this?
Well, several months ago, the Terry County Ministerial Alliance, the local churches and pastors here, we meet every month. And what we did was, a couple of months ago, we met and said, all right, how can we best serve our community? And it's exciting because we actually have a number of churches that would have liked to have participated this year that wasn't able to due to timing and everything else. And so next year, we're very excited because more than likely, we're going to be doubling up every single day next year and possibly tripling up. And so, and in other words, we'll have at least 10 churches participating next year, possibly upwards of 12, 13, 14 churches. And we are very, very excited about that because in times past, not that churches didn't want to participate, but we just seem to have a little bit more excitement going into it. And churches are just we're excited about working together and celebrating together. And so really it's a kingdom thing, a kingdom initiative. And all that being said, we're just building for the future already. So we're already thinking about next year and what that's going to look like, and just really, really excited about that.
So will it be instead of one or two churches hosting, you would have three or more going in on still? It wouldn't be an extended,
not
a 2-week
services
thing,
right,
or
right,
multiple
no,
places.
No, it would just be a whole lot of fun, and having three, one host church and maybe two other churches helping with either the meal or with the worship or tag team preaching or whatever it may look like. So as excited I am for next week, I'm that much more excited for what next year's shaping out to look like, look forward to that.
And this is something that's gone on for several years. I don't know how long. I don't know if you have even a timeline of how long this is.
Wow, I do not. That's a great question.
It's gone for a
while. Decades.
Yeah.
Decades, in fact. And there's been an ebb and flow, and there's always been an excitement for it, but it just seems like it's picked up some extra momentum, particularly this year. And so that's what led us to know that, hey, get ready for next year, and just trying to include as many churches as possible, because we had more churches want to be involved than what we were able to fit in this year, and that is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. That's
right.
Not a challenge. It
right.
is awesome, and so we're thankful for that.
Yes. And so what else? You said Calvary's having a evening silent service. Is that what you called it?
That's correct. A service of silence. It will be Friday at 6 p.m. And then we also have, of course, on the Plains Highway, there where the cross and the tomb on the Henson's property, mm-hmm. there'll be some activities going on there, and we'll be able to share more about that as we get closer, and we'll be sharing all about that during Holy Week as well.
Okay.
And so there'll be some happenings going on there as well. So there's plenty of activity happening across town.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of all this is not only are we doing this in the church, in God's church, but we're also we talked about it as the group of pastors here in Terry County, and said, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we gathered just us as a group, and once classes start at several of the local schools, once classes start, the students are in the classroom, if we come and pray inside the school offices with permission, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking at Tuesday of Holy Week at 8:30, being at Brownfield Middle School, Wednesday of Holy Week at 8:30 a.m. at Oak Grove Elementary, and Thursday of Holy Week at Colonial Heights at 8:30 a.m. again, the week of Holy Week. And so that is just us saying, you know what, it's not just about us having service, as wonderful that is, and eating some phenomenal food and all of the different components of just being able to celebrate Holy Week, but we also, as the Terry County Ministerial Alliance, are saying, well, how can we also just be a blessing to the community in another way? And we said, well, let's go and pray for our schools and just have a group effort, initiated effort, mm-hmm. as pastors, and saying, hey, here we are, and it's not about us, but it is about showing the community that hey, this is something special and significant for us as praying for for our schools. And on top of that, we hope that this will be the beginning of a of initiative that every week of Holy Week that we'll be doing this from now on at our local mm-hmm. schools.
Yeah, that's neat. It's we're very fortunate that we are able to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
Just going back to Holy Week quickly, for the silent service, can you give a little details of what that is? Because the name kind of makes you wonder. Do you have any details?
I know that it's going to be an intimate time with the Lord.
Okay.
And so we're thankful that Calvary is going and really adding an additional service in a special way. And if you want to know more, go check it out.
Okay. There's a little teaser.
Well, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will find out some other things going on outside of Holy Week. And I believe we have a golf tournament and some other things, so stay with us.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we monitor all your prescriptions so you don't have to. Why is that important? It's vital for your pharmacist to check for drug-to-drug interactions with every prescription you fill. And with more than 136,000 prescription drugs available in the United States, you need a caring, dedicated pharmacist to be sure that one prescription you're taking won't interact negatively with a new prescription. Caring for your health is what our professionals do best. That's Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, 637-7049.
Neighbor, can I borrow your lawnmower? Good afternoon, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hey, neighbor, it's me again. Can I borrow your running shoes?
You can't choose your neighbor, but at least you can choose two of your favorites from the McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
One great offer, two of your faves from McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Pick any two for $2.50, like a McDouble burger, a McChicken sandwich, or small fries. See store for details. Let me get a McPick 2. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We have been talking about Holy Week. We're going to move on to some other events going on. Christian Life Church is having a golf tournament coming up.
That is correct. We are super amped up about the golf tournament. This will be our second go-around with the golf tournament. last year, we were able to raise close to $4,000 for local students within four ISDs and homeschool students. And the four ISDs, which would be Dawson, Brownfield, Wellman, and Meadow, and then homeschool as well. And so we were able to send almost 30 students, kids, and teenagers to summer camp last year. And so we found that there was just a really, it was a neat activity, a great activity. And so we're doing it again this year. It's at Shadow Hills Golf Course on May 20th. And again, all proceeds go towards sending students within our county and Dawson County to summer camp. And it's a great opportunity for businesses to sponsor. It's only $100 a hole. We do double up on some of the holes if we have extra sponsors, and businesses can also donate different things. And we promoted it really. We're going to be promoting it in a large ad in our local newspaper here, and talking about it on Town Talk Radio and everything else. And so anyway, it was just it was awesome last year. We are expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 players this year, and then plus all the sponsorships and everything. So it's going to be a great thing. We have a number of businesses and companies as well involved in it in Lubbock. And so, yeah, everybody's got to check it out. It's four-person scramble, $280 a team, and no one leaves empty-handed, plus you get a meal as well.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
What about the skill level if you're not a real experienced golfer? Should you still
Chelsea's
sign
her
up?
Team together.
You should. Yeah. You should. There are those that sign up and get you show up for the camaraderie and the fellowship and the fun. And what we know, some will walk away with gift certificates to restaurants in Lubbock upwards of $50 and
regardless
things like that.
Regardless of how good you are.
Yes, regardless of how good you are. But I would advise the rest of the team to to make up for it. So that means you need need what's called a quote-unquote ringer. And so that way, if you're not very good, then one of the other three people can be very, very good. And but we gave away last year cash and prizes around $1,500, and we're looking at about $2,000. And the winning team does get a cash reward, basically, and it's going to be pretty significant.
Wow.
So
maybe I can just be the caddy. So is this your pretty much your sole fundraiser for camp?
It is. We also our church, and I know several other churches do this. There's rummage sales, garage sales, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. And at the end of April, we're going to have a rummage sale as well. But this is our 99% of everything goes into being able to send kids from Meadow and Dawson and Brownfield and Wellman to camp.
That's great.
And so, and you know, it's kids connected to other kids and just everything else. Mm-hmm. And so it really is a service to our community at large. And mm-hmm. so that's what we're excited about. And we're thankful, very, very, very thankful that the local businesses are so involved in it. And we are so thankful about it. You know, mm-hmm. of course we put it in the newspaper and promote who all is involved in it. And we're just, we found that our local businesses, they're just involved in anything that, helps our students mm-hmm. here in this area, have a positive impact on their lives, whether it be athletics or education or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. So is there a team limit, like a number, a capped number of teams that you're taking, or just any who...
Well, we haven't dealt with that in the past okay. just yet, so let's hope that that's the case this year.
Yeah.
So I would say bring on everyone, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what is the deadline to sign up? How do people get signed up?
Great question. What the deadline to get whole sponsorship is at the end of this week, but the deadline to receive donations from area businesses, in other words, like gift certificates or any service business that provides a service that we could give away that as a prize, is anywhere all the way up until almost the day of, which is May 20th. As far as golfers go, we'd like to have our team set the week before, just so that way we can get all. We have a gift bag. Goodies and like last year, several of the car washes in Lubbock provided a number of car. We put them in each gift basket bag. I believe last year we Master Car Wash, which is one of the automatic ones, gave us 60 car washes, and then one of the other ones gave us like 30 or 40 car washes, and then it just goes on, and a lot of the different restaurants on 82nd Street gave us gift certificates and different things like that, and so we want to be able to let them know beforehand, hey, this is where we're looking at as far as how many teams we have or players and so forth. But for whole sponsorship, we'd like to get all that set up by the end of this week, just so that way we can start promoting those businesses for the next month and be able to let golfers know this is who's involved. So Toyota Lubbock's involved, and we're still talking to some of the local dealerships here on their involvement.
And if someone wants to play but they don't really have anyone to get a team together, is that still – would y'all be able to group them with a team?
Absolutely. Okay. There's always going to be a team with like three players that needs a fourth or two players that need two other players and so forth. And so we can definitely do that. We can accommodate them however they want. I have already made it be known I'm not a golfer. However, I will drive a golf cart. And so if
way to if, take if, one for the team.
That's right. That's right. So I'm not sure about being a caddy, but I will.
I'll
drive a golf cart, and so if some of the local pastors want to be involved in a team, I'll drive for them.
Okay. And so you also said Living Water is having a fundraiser as well?
That is correct. Living Water, Foursquare Church, is having a fundraiser here in a couple of weeks, and they'll get more information about this out. But they are teaming up with McDonald's, and this is exciting because McDonald's is really wanting to do this for a lot of nonprofits and our schools. And so what we need this to go well for a Living Water Church, so that way McDonald's will repeat this over and over again. But on April 18th, so this will be 2 days after Easter, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Everyone that goes into McDonald's, what McDonald's is going to do is take 20% off the top and give it back to Living Water. And this is to help them with camps and just all kinds of different things with their student and kid ministries, the way I understand it. And if it goes well, then McDonald's will continue to do this. So everybody listening, we want this to go well for all of our area churches, our area nonprofits, and our area schools, because we can just keep this thing rolling.
Yes. And so do when they go in, do they need to say we're here for the fundraiser or anything?
No, just go in, buy the super-sized Big Mac, and super-size your drink and fries, or get a salad, or get the, now that they serve breakfast 24 hours a day. I love the oatmeal there. Get you a coffee and an oatmeal, and know 20% of whatever comes in, you don't even have to tell them, is going to go to one of our local churches and will benefit our kids there at that church.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen Lubbock restaurants doing this. I don't think 20%, though. So
right.
I think it's usually like 5 or 10.
I've never heard where you don't have to mention that organization.
Right. So we just want to blow the roof off this thing so that way McDonald's, it is advantageous for McDonald's to continue to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, I know the Crossing Church of God had they had some information in the newspaper about them going to nationals with what's called Teen Talent Fine Arts. I'm not sure all the vernacular for it, but we're going to be hearing more about their fundraising next week on Town Talk Radio.
Yes.
So we're very excited for them. And, of course, let's see, just kind of at a glance, First Baptist Church here in Brownfield has a new youth pastor, and so anyway, we want everybody to know about him and his wife, and I don't even know his name right offhand, but we're very excited because anytime a local church can add staff, it is a benefit to our county and beyond, and so we celebrate with First Baptist and their hiring.
And with the Ministerial Alliance, we know you guys are always doing great things in the community, and you help out people with, you've helped get people resources for utilities and things like that. And is there anything new with that? I know you guys are always, you always take donations for people that want to help in that capacity.
Absolutely. What we try have, we've focused in on as the Ministerial Alliance is to be a resource for our county. And every which way possible. And so, for instance, we still do Intake Tuesdays, and it's the first Tuesday and the third Tuesday of every month where a group of pastors meet together and try and assist those in need. And, in fact, we did it yesterday, and it's pretty intense. What kind of changes our dynamic is that we're trying to figure out where the wheels fell off, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we're not just there to give a handout, but we're trying to figure out, okay, why are you in the situation you're in where you need a handout at this point? And so what we found is by virtue of us asking a lot of questions that most government or social agencies are not allowed to ask, we're really being able to get to the bottom of the matter. We're being able to figure out, okay, can Adult Protective Services get involved? Can Women's Protective Services get involved? Can our local community action organization get involved in Monica Warren? Can Interfaith XYZ with Debbie, can they get involved? And how can we bring in? And then we're also partnering with Lubbock Catholic Charities of Lubbock, and which that's a whole nother resource that has so much infrastructure in place for our region. Mm-hmm. And so they're offering parenting classes now here in Brownfield and just different things like that. And so literally by us being able to partner with all these other organizations, we're being able to connect the dots in a really, really unique way as a group of churches and a group of pastors, and just it, God's kingdom at work is what we see. Not only that, then on top of all of that, we're being able to say, you know what, we can help with $100 on this bill.
Yeah.
We can do this and we can do that. And so the city of Brownfield is well aware, Atmos Energy, Onward Lenergy, and it all is encompassing, and we're thankful for the partnerships that we have, and it's all because the local churches here, we're in this together.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think okay. that covered just about everything.
Yeah, good. A lot of good information there. So thank you, Nick, for coming in this
thank
morning.
You.
We always enjoy hearing what's going on with the local churches. And this will be up on our Facebook page, so you can go back and listen to it if you need to get down any of that information. And thank you to our sponsors for sponsoring the show and to our listeners for tuning in each day. We hope that you have a great day. This was Danessa Churchwell.
And Kelsey Slaughter.
And Nick Rogers.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.